56 Days by Catherine Ryan Howard. Read by Alana Kerr Collins. Today. It's like one of those viral videos taken inside some swanky apartment complex where all the slim and fit 30-something residents are doing jumping jacks behind the glass railings of their balconies while the world burns. But these ones stand still, only moving to look down or at each other from across the courtyard, or to lift a hand to their mouth or chest. Their faces are pale, their hair askew, their feet bare. Dawn has barely broken. They've just been roused from their sleep. No one wants to film this. The residents look like they could have all been in school together, except for one. Number 4 is older than her neighbours by a couple of decades. She owns while the others rent. The patio of her ground floor apartment has a bistro-style table and chairs surrounded by carefully arranged potted plants. Most everyone else's is used to store bikes or not at all. Last Saturday night, she threatened to report number 17's house party to the Gardaí for breaching restrictions unless it ended right now, and when it didn't, she stayed true to her word. She is a glamorous woman, usually well-dressed and still well-preserved, but this morning she is unkempt and barefaced, dressed in a pair of baby pink cotton pajama bottoms and a padded winter jacket that swings open as she strides across the courtyard. She is also the only one who knows the code that silences the fire alarm. It went off 5 minutes ago. That's what has woken them, and the residents assume they have her to thank for taking care of it. There has never been a fire here, but in the last few weeks, 3 fire alarms. 4 if you count this one. The residents have complained repeatedly to the management company that the system is just too sensitive, that it must be reacting to burnt toast and people who smoke cigarettes without cracking a window, but in turn the management blames them for triggering it. The noise no longer signals danger, but interruption, and when it went off a few minutes ago, they all did what they usually do, went outside, onto their balconies and terraces, to see what they could see, to check for flames or smoke, not expecting any and finding none. But this time, there was something unexpected, something interesting. 2 uniformed Gardaí standing in the middle of the courtyard looking around. So they stayed out there, watching and wondering. The woman from number 4 stands with the Gardaí while remaining the regulation 6 feet away. She's pointing at one of the ground floor apartments, the one right in the corner, at one end of the complex's U-shape. They have little patios instead of balconies, marked off with open railings instead of solid glass perimeters. No one is on that patio. Its sliding door is closed. But from some vantage points, the glowing orb of the living room ceiling light is visible through the thin grey curtains.